Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Ukraine, disturbing development, and I want to put this on everyone's radar. Vladimir Putin and then President Xi of China, or Chairman Xi of China separately, which we'll talk about later, but Vladimir Putin is starting an ominous drumbeat of greater involvement in the military part of the Ukraine invasion by the Russians, by the Russian separatists. And here's what he said over the weekend. Ukraine, quote, and he didn't say it personally, he said it through a principal advisor, quote, Ukraine is an inevitable part of Russia's common future. The $60 million arms deal that Joe Biden gave to Ukraine will have consequences for Ukraine. And then he said, Zelensky, that's the president, Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, is embarking on a loss of historical identification. This is all code words. This is a drumbeat leading up to a Russian invasion. Russia already took Crimea. That wasn't part of Ukraine, took Crimea. Ukraine, by the way, you know, was once part of Poland. Poland in the 18th century was the largest country by territory in Europe. Lithuania was part of Poland. So was Ukraine. The Russians, the Austrians, and the Prussians, in those days, Prussia and Bavaria were separate. So it was the Prussians, not the Bavarians, divided up Poland in 1795. And Poland didn't exist as a country until right after the First World War. All through the 19th century, you're not going to see Poland on a map. Then in 1918, they briefly were a country again, Poland. And then the Nazis invaded. And then the Russians divvied them up after the Second World War. Once again, they were occupied by Russia. 1989, with the fall of the Berlin Wall, roughly that era, Lech Walesa and the Pope, Pope John Paul II, great man, stood up to the Ruskies, and in Poland is free once again. And Ukraine was free, even though it was now separate from Poland, but very, very close and originally part of Poland. Now this idiot, Putin, is going, Ukraine is an inevitable part of Russia's common future. The $60 million arms deal that Joe Biden inked with Volodymyr Zelensky the other day will have consequences for Ukraine. And Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, is embracing a loss of historical identification. We'll wipe that of history. The clown Putin. What is the basis for the clown Putin doing this? The clown Putin has an economy the size of Italy, but it's a country much bigger. It's a country that exists only on oil and gas exports. People are paid very little. He's desperately looking for some foreign policy successor invasion to preserve his position in Russia. And what are we doing in response? This is woofing. This is talking smack and trash, and you got to stand up. And unfortunately, right now, the left and the right in this country are both becoming isolationist. Trump was isolationist. Trump was afraid of Putin because Putin was blackmailing him. Putin and the oligarchs over there had funded him for years. He was desperately afraid they'd out him. He also, in my judgment, was on the Coprophile video recounted in the Steele tape. I'm not going to get into that. Coprophile, look it up on Google. Some nasty stuff. And they say, oh, no, that's just false news. Well, he's very servile to Putin, said that he trusted Putin over our FBI and our CIA, and he worked to help Putin dismantle NATO. Biden is Putin's man. Biden is the tip of the spear of Russian military intelligence. He met with Russians in the White House with no Americans present, and he met with Putin with no American interpreter, only the Rusky interpreter. He's a slave of Putin. So we elect Joe Biden. And here's the problem. I'm a Biden man. I was the original Biden man. Biden is my man. Back in everybody, a lot of people listening to this were for Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, not me. And I'm still with Biden. However, Biden canceled the deployment of two U.S. Navy destroyers into the Black Sea because Putin said, well, we'd look on that as a provocation. The Black Sea is a Black Sea, historical sea. We have freedom of navigation there. The American Navy should be in the Black Sea all the time. He also dropped sanctions against the Russia-German Nord Stream 2 pipeline. He did it ostensibly because Angela Merkel, the Germans, wanted him to drop it. But as a practical matter, that was seen as weakness by Putin. And then you have Afghanistan, the debacle getting out of there without the slightest thought that what that does is a signal to the Chinese and the Russians and to jihadists everywhere. We have got to drop the isolationism of the left in the Democratic Party. It's already there in the right. We're America. We're America. We don't go, well, you know, we're not going to be policemen of the world. We're not in a trivial sense. We're going to use mercenaries. What we do is we use the UN. We maneuver and orchestrate a UN resolution anywhere you send it in. There are plenty of third world countries that want to supply soldiers because they need the cash. That's what we do. And with the Ruskies, what do? There's a thing. Here's some sanctions. There's a thing called SWIFT, S-W-I-F-T. Stands for the Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Communications. It's largely controlled by the United States. In other words, if SWIFT doesn't process your banking transactions, you are in very tough shape. The UK, after Russia invaded Crimea, advocated cutting Russia out of SWIFT. You would see paychecks bounce in Russia. People would be growing crops in their own backyard, screaming for Putin's head. Do that. For some reason, people didn't agree with the UK at the time. Well, they should have. Russia then developed a thing called SPFS. SPFS is like Russian, some sort of a Russian SWIFT. Well, that's about as good as their aircraft carrier and their submarines, which sink frequently. They have one aircraft carrier. They can't afford the fuel and they can't afford to repair it and they can't launch planes off it. So what they do is they steam it up, say, to the Syrian coast, offload the planes and fly them out of airfields. They're pathetic, but they have 7,000 nuclear weapons and so do we. We don't want a nuclear war, but we can't let them invade Ukraine. Biden has got to step up, get warships back into the Black Sea, freedom of navigation, and invoke SWIFT and tell Putin, so he doesn't lose face, you tell him in a private conversation, if you do anything more in Ukraine, you're out of SWIFT. The other thing we could do is put American military advisors in Ukraine and realistically not put them in the Donbass region right now where there's a shooting war, but put them in Kiev and elsewhere in Ukraine. Ukraine is our ally. Ukraine was part of Poland. It was divided up by the Ruskies once before. They went in and occupied Poland. They occupied Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia. They want all of that back. They ain't getting it. They're a country that's on life supports economically. Culturally, they supply very little to the world. We're tired of them. They're good people. I've been there. I've been to Moscow and St. Petersburg. We don't desire war with them. We got to get tough, get rid of the isolationism of the far left. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.